I told you last week that I was going to complete the series on the sufficiency of the Spirit, and that was my intention. But several elders came to me and said, John, you can't stop. You have to preach one more message. And I said, why is that? Well, you need to go into greater detail in Galatians chapter 6 to discuss how we help one another to walk in the Spirit. And so, in response to all of them, I want you to turn in your Bible to Galatians chapter 6, and this is message number 6, and I can safely say this will be the last one in our series. Galatians chapter 6. For those of you who haven't been with us, we've taken a break in our study of Philippians. We ended chapter 2. We were about to start chapter 3, and I felt compelled in my heart to speak on the subject of the sufficiency of the Spirit. We've been using as a text Galatians 3:3, where Paul says, O foolish Galatians, have you begun in the Spirit and are now made perfect by the flesh? We've been talking about how there is a new kind of sanctification in the church today. It is a sanctification without the Holy Spirit. It is the sanctification by pragmatics or sanctification by human methodology or sanctification by psychology or whatever you want to call it, but it leaves out the Holy Spirit. And so we've been going back to the fact that Christian living, which was begun by the Spirit, can only be perfected by the Spirit. It cannot be perfected by the efforts, ideas, ideals, means, and methods of men. And this will be week number 6. Now, in this process, we have considered the whole problem of a church that is turning more to human solutions than it is to the power of the Holy Spirit. We have discussed in detail what the Holy Spirit did when we began in Christ, and then we have discussed what it is that the Spirit is now doing to perfect us. And the overarching theme has been to call the whole church to walk by the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit, to live in the power of the Spirit and not try to accomplish spiritual means with human methods, spiritual goals with human ideas. And so we come now today to the realization, which was introduced last Lord's Day, that in spite of all that we know now about the Holy Spirit, in spite of all the affirmation that the Spirit of God will accomplish great things in our lives, and in spite of the exhortation to walk by the Spirit, the fact of the matter is, we will fail. All of us, at times, in our Christian experience, will walk by the flesh. We will fall to the fleshly level.